This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson's on the phone. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Tonight on the Bob and Tom Game Show Network, the creators of Shark Tank are taking things to a whole new level this season. Entrepreneurs are pitching their business ideas to a new panel of judges.
All right, guys, I think you're going to want to invest in this. My invention is a self-watering plant. You see, I've created a special hydration...
Enough! Quiet, you pussy. Your idea's crap. I'll give you exactly nothing for it.
What?
Now, what say ye, parrot?
Loser! That's stupid!
What?
Move over, Mark Cuban and Shark Tank. This is Captain Dave's Great White Shark Tank.
Follow the switch! Follow the switch!
No! The whole thing was my wife's idea! Kill her!
If you think three rich businessmen are ruthless, wait till you see what five hungry sharks think of your idea.
Bon voyage, loser!
Oh, my God!
All right, who's up next?
You know what? Mine's not ready just quite yet. I'm going to go ahead and pass, okay? Thanks anyway.
Don't miss the season premiere of Captain Dave's Great White Shark Tank. Right after an all-new cash casket.
Oh, Uncle Clarence, I'm going to miss you.
Whoa, I just won $1,000.
Only on the Bob and Tom Game Show Network.
Cash casket?
Oh. Well, there you go.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And I think Al Jackson is joining us on the phone. Al, is that you?
I am. What's up, y'all?
Hey, yeah. Al. Now, are you ensconced in your abode in Denver?
I am. I'm hunkered down in the bunker. I used to call this the bunker, and I think it's kind of slowly turning into that.
Hunker
Happy
in the bunker.
Happy apocalypse, y'all.
Hunker in the bunker.
Happy quarantine,
oh, I
Al.
I like that.
Al Jackson, yeah. Distinguished comedian. And, yeah, you were this with Ali Sadiq in Dallas.
I started my career. Ali and I used to tour and open up for Bill Bellamy like 10 years ago.
Oh, man.
So I remember hearing Ali's, because he makes no, I'm not talking high school, Ali went to jail for a little while for some stuff he did. And then obviously because he's a comic, came out and made it hilarious. But I remember talking to him at a Waffle House in North Carolina like 12 years ago saying, you have to tell these stories on stage. They're hilarious. And he was like, I'm not ready to talk about it yet. But I mean, he can take any like a real comedian, take any kind of serious situation and make it hilarious. One of my favorite dudes on the planet.
And I love the Bellamy Brothers. I like that song. If you said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it?
No.
Let Your Love Flow is the best Bellamy Brothers.
Ralph Bellamy?
No.
No, it's not from Trading Places. Yeah.
So, let your love flow.
So, Al, let me introduce everybody. Al knows him, of course. We've got Ace. We've got Mr. Godwin. Great. We have Josh Arnold there. This is Tom speaking. And Christy Lee, Al, is in the performance room behind the glass today. We're trying to socially separate. And
they put baby in a corner, Al.
Oh. The performance room sounds like a room I want to eventually have in my house. Just tell my girls.
Yeah.
20 minutes, I want you in the performance room.
Once again, another topic I think Al's comfortable to talk about. You enjoy a performance room where one or two women would be going at each other. Is that
correct? Oh, my gosh.
Listen, Chick, every once in a while, a man likes to watch the ladies wrestle it out. It's a good way to get stress out, get some exercise. And it makes me feel I have no power in life. So when you watch lesbian wrestling porn, if you feel like a mean king.
Yes, that's my favorite thing. It's one of my favorite things you say, Al, is that it makes you feel like a mean king.
Why don't you like two Black Joffrey? Get over there and wrestle.
Now, Al, I'm not especially familiar with the world of porn, but we had a news story a couple days ago. Christy, maybe you remember. What was it? One of the big porn operations is now free or something?
Yeah, Pornhub's doing premium free, but they also, there's a strip club, and I can't remember exactly where it is, but Al, this might interest you. They were having ladies wrestle in hand sanitizer. Do you remember that?
Oh, hey.
No.
Yeah.
That sounds like it would get in your eyes.
Yes.
I would think so, too.
They probably have to wear goggles.
I
can't imagine any circumstance in which that would be healthy. What if one of them was, isn't this why the NBA guys all got it? Because they were so close and sweating and coughing.
They're in sanitizer.
Yeah.
Still.
Can I tell you guys a hilarious wrestling Jell-O story?
Yes. We're
all ears. Every day for the next month.
This is hilarious. And this happened long ago. So that we can't be sued. But I was working the Tampa Improv. This must have been like, I don't know, like maybe 8-9 years ago. And I was doing a weird week where I was like, I did the weekend and then I stayed in the city because I had like some other gigs like that Wednesday, Thursday. And so I had nothing to do Monday. So this guy came to the show Saturday and said, I'm doing a ladies bikini Jell-O wrestling contest, and I want you to come judge it at this bar. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I go upstairs. So I get to the bar, and they're setting up. And it was a bar you had to walk up to the second floor. And I'm like, put my foot on the floor. I'm like, this is hardwood floor. I just remember having that thought, like, this is a hard floor. So, you know, they break out a kiddie pool, fill it with Jell-O, as you do.
Yes.
And you know, people start to fill in, drinks start to come. And then at first they had some little people come wrestle.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yes. And then they had the openers. And then they had these, you know, kind of local girls come in and put on a bikini and the guys were hooting and hollering and they started wrestling. And what they didn't factor in was as they had more and more matches, the Jell-O was kind of getting pushed to the side of the kiddie pool.
Oh, no.
So it was really just that thin plastic layer and then the hard floor. And this one girl picked this other girl up and she lost her footing and they both fell forward, knocked the other girl out cold.
Oh, no.
And like the bouncer had to take this girl out fireman's carry style, covered in Jell-O and bikini.
We have
and
a winner.
If you ever needed a rock bottom moment that you need to reevaluate your life, it's when you're being dragged out of a bar on a Monday night covered in bikini, covered in Jell-O concussed.
Monday night midget Jell-O wrestling.
Yeah.
You got to be proud of yourself.
Little people, I believe.
Well, quite the evening.
I'm sure it was billed as midget. I'm just, man.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
Yeah.
And shout out Tampa.
And I'm not a Jell-O fan. I'm sorry.
You're not? At all?
Tom, you're insane. Everybody likes Jell-O.
There's
Stop it.
There's always room for Jell-O.
I like their pudding.
I love their pudding.
Yeah. I just, when I was a kid.
What about their pudding pops?
You'd see it. My mother would always put bananas in it and fruit. I love that.
Yeah. Just have it
No,
plain.
I don't like that. You know, I feel Tom on that. That's
we're
nasty.
Looking for a spokesman, Tom, on the pudding.
You're not doing it anymore, Bill?
I'm tied up.
I apologize. Okay, Al, give me a little bit of a lesson in language here, please.
All right, Tom. Today we're going to play rapper or porn star.
Oh,
so I'm
just
going to give you a name.
Oh, boy,
and you just tell me rapper or porn star. You got 50-50. Let's start.
Okay.
Right. Tom, is Bone Crusher a rapper or a porn star?
Okay, I think I can do this. I can intuit this. It would be Bone Crusher would obviously be a humorous name for a porn star, but I'm betting it's a rapper.
It is a rapper. You are correct. One for one. Pusha T. Is he a rapper or a porn star? Pusha T.
That's definitely a rapper.
All right. Two for two.
Ooh.
Right.
Black Rob. Is that a rapper or a porn star?
Man, that better be a porn star.
God, I hope it's a porn star.
Or I'm going to be really upset.
Is it Black Rod?
Rob.
Rob.
Because it was Black Rod, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with the work of Christ of the great porn star Big Dick Black, made famous in the film anyway.
Hardcore,
thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna guess porn star, Al.
He is a rapper. Has the famous song Whoa. He was under Puffy's umbrella in the late 90s.
Not aware of that. Didn't know Puffy went out in the rain.
All right. Wesley Pipes. Is that a rapper or a porn star?
It has to be a porn star.
This is too easy. Yes. Yeah.
I thought the Pipes could have been like a singer.
Right. But yeah, no, it's a porn star.
Okay. All right, now these two are tricky.
Okay.
Byron Long. Is he a rapper, a porn star, or an R&B singer? I'll give you that.
Well,
I would say if you gave me that choice, he must be a singer, but I was going to say porn star.
Okay, he is a porn star. I gave the last one to throw you off.
Okay.
Yeah. I've seen Byron's work.
He's been around for a million years. He's like everybody's first porn star. You know, you're like, hey, a familiar face. Good to know. Life's scary sometimes.
Now, are you in your abode by yourself?
I am. Well, my girl is asleep with the dog in the other room.
Let's wake her up.
It's,
still with the dog. Huh?
Should I do that?
No.
Wait a minute. Show you.
Don't wake her up.
Still saddled with the dog, huh? Okay.
I don't want this segment to end.
I have an issue with the dog in the bed. We'll talk about that later. I don't like it.
Wait a minute.
Now,
the dog's
this is
in the...
their dog, chick. This isn't the baby.
Oh, that is
dog.
Their dog. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The dog is in the bed at all times?
At all times, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Yes. My girlfriend's dog is in our bed, too.
That is just wrong.
It's weird, man.
My dogs don't sleep with me by myself.
Really?
I sleep by myself. No.
Yeah.
My dog goes in his crate and just lays there.
Wow.
Yeah, they know the deal.
Now, Christy and I have experienced the same thing. Al, I have two new dogs you haven't met yet, but we're doing a lot of walking, obviously, like dogs all over the world, because that's all you can do.
Right.
And yesterday, again, I got about, I don't know, a mile and a half from my house, and Winnie just sat down and looked at me like, well, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
You got a golf cart? I'm not walking.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had to sit there for 20 minutes, and then she finally would move again.
Oh, Leo lays down completely. He's like, I'm out. I'm done.
It blows my mind in anger when that happens. We went on a hike because there's nothing to do. We take the dog, which is a 10-pound toy poodle.
Oh.
And she just sits down on the freaking trail. And then my girl is carrying the freaking dog down the trail. And I'm like, why the hell did we come out here to carry this dog around? Like, it's like she's carrying it around like a purse. And it's just so I just wish I had the life of this dog. Like when it's done walking, it just lays down and just like rolls on its back. Like I'm all set here. Like
we are the pets.
Yeah.
This has been the first episode of Al Jackson at Home.
I live on a walking trail. And so people walk by my house all the time. And there's a woman who walks quite frequently. And she has a tiny little dog, carries it in a baby Bjorn, wears it.
Well, that's a psychopath.
Wears her dog.
We're compensating for
strange people passing out lollipops.
I would.
Where do you live?
I would push her down
passing
on her
out
back.
Lollipops?
Oh, we were on a walk yesterday, and there was a gentleman who and his wife had put out a styrofoam block and Tootsie Pops stuck in it for the kids when they walked by.
Oh, that's so nice.
Wasn't that nice?
No, those are potential murderers.
No, they're not.
Germs. Spray them with Lysol.
Where do you even get Tootsie Pops from anyway? I don't trust old candy.
No
you
way.
Know they're not still making Tootsie Pops. Those are the ones from 82.
They are. No, they are, yeah.
No one is eating Tootsie. Who in the room likes Tootsie Pops right now?
I got the Indian shooting the star.
Stale Tootsie Pop.
Al, so we were in the middle of my lesson. Once again, the question that did I win porn star or
I think we have porn star rapper. I have two more for you, but even if you've gotten five right and one wrong.
Wow!
So really? you can't go home a loser. So these are just bonus ones.
Porn star or rapper? Go ahead.
All right, John. John. Porn star or a rapper?
Well, I just hope he's not my pilot.
Oh, good Lord. We never miss a chance to mention a tragedy, do we?
Sorry, my fault. I was driving the plane. John, rap star or porn? I'm going to guess rap star. I just don't know. I'm not familiar with the genre.
John is a porn star. Oh. That's okay.
Is it a J-O-N-J-O-N or J-O-H-N-J-O-H-N?
It's a J-O-N-J-O-N.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not familiar with John, huh?
Hmm. Yeah, he's new to the game.
Okay.
And let's go finally with Mr. Marcus.
Oh, that's got to be a porn star.
He's ground zero for porn stars besides Lexington Steel.
Exactly. Mr. Marcus is famous. He never takes off his ball cap.
No, never.
Even flagrant delecto.
Yeah, he's always wearing his hat.
What's on his hat? Does he have a logo?
Usually a sports team, I think, or something. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, is there one where he's got
a lot of
LA,
DNA.
Is there one?
Yeah.
Oh, good point, Al.
Yeah.
Is there one where he has an L.A. Dodger cap on? I'll send it to Bob. Yeah.
Bob would be honored.
That's hilarious. Well, okay. Well, and Al, before we go, do we have time for a word?
You absolutely do, Tom. We're going to do two words.
Okay.
All right. And I want you to tell me what the word ship, S-H-I-P, and we've had this word before, the word sus means S-U-S. So I'll use it in a sentence. I think it might be a ship, but it's sus. What am I saying?
Wow.
I think it might be a ship. But it's sus.
Huh.
Yikes. Is the ship implying that something has gone away? Like it's been shipped, it's no longer here? Like
No. I'll give you a big hint. It's short for something.
Are either of these acronyms?
No, not at all.
They're just short. They're just shortened.
Is it a ship shape?
Is everything's okay?
Everything's okay.
But I'm suspect. Yeah.
You got the second part right. The first part is just a word you use all the time.
But it starts with ship. It
ends with ship.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe it's when you think a girl.
A relationship? Relationship.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So you say, oh, me and Christy, we're in a ship. Or I think we're in a ship, but it might be suspect. It might be sus.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
All right, so Tom, use it in a sentence.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I'm not sure I can figure this out. I'm confused.
Have you ever seen the
ship is just short for relationship.
I remember that BET dating show, This Is Sus.
No, that's still on NBC.
Oh.
So you could say, you could do it in the second person. You're in a ship, but I'm sus.
Yeah. Then I could go, don't be sus.
You say you're in a ship, but right. I'm sus.
Okay, yeah. And I would say, don't be sus, I am in a ship. Or it is a ship.
No, you'd say to me, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
No one talks that way.
Could you go with, I'm in a boat? Uh-huh. Like, this boat's... No. Okay. Like championship.
Or she says, you call that a yacht, I call that a dinghy.
Championship boats. And okay.
Well, Al, you be careful out there. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. And watch Al on the Daily Blast live.
You too, man.
On the internet.
Long live Mr. Marcus.
That's right. Keep that fun.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.